No, it should be there.
To her.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sure. Thanks, everyone. So next, we'll move on to the agenda paper 5, which is, of course, our routine agenda paper on project updates, as well as the agenda planning for the upcoming ASAP meeting in March next year. Appendix B of the paper sets out the status of the various projects as of the end of October, and Appendix C summarizes the feedback that was received from the October meeting and how the various project teams plan to work on those advice. The proposed agenda for the next meeting is set out in Appendix A. We plan to hold the next ASAP meeting over 2 days as a virtual meeting. And on the specific proposed topics that will be included in Appendix A, we have published the discussion paper for BCOCC last week and the RFI for PIR of IFRS 10, 11, and 12 yesterday. We would like to hear your initial feedback on these consultation documents, which will, of course, still be open for comment until the beginning of September and May, respectively. And although this preliminary feedback might be refined during the drafting of the final comment letters, we understand that ASAP members appreciate sharing their preliminary views so that you can discuss the different views from different jurisdictions with your stakeholders. For primary financial statements, we would like to seek your views on the staff's proposed course of action in response to your feedback on the exposure draft. For management commentary, we expect to seek your advice on the possible outreach activities for the forthcoming ED, which is expected in April 2021, similar to the discussion that we had today for regulated activities. On the PIR of IFRS 9 classification and measurement, we would like to ask you to share the views from your jurisdiction on the overall experience of applying the standard, as well as matters that you think the board should consider for the PIR. Finally, for extractive activities, the staff plan to provide you with an update of the project status and also to seek your inputs on the scope and direction of the project. So with that, we would like to know if members have any comments on the proposed topics for the next meeting, or if there is any jurisdictional matters that members would like to add on to the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. So Mark had a question on BCUCC. Mark, did you want to comment?
Yeah, well, only to say that with the extended comment period, it could be deferred from the next meeting. But I was just sort of recognising the fact that you've got a very busy agenda, and would that be something that would make it sort of more readily accommodatable?
Okay, thank you. We'll think about that when we get closer to the date, perhaps. Shawaji?
Yes. Thank you, Sue. On behalf of the OSSG, there is one comment from Australia. As a general observation, there are a number of agenda items proposed to discuss consultation documents. For example, BCUCC, that would have either issued recently or quite far from the comment deadline. With this in mind, it would be useful to learn the objectives of the sessions well before the ISAP meeting. ISAP members will be accordingly undertake outreach meetings well before the time, and it will facilitate to get comments from the various stakeholders. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll think about making sure that we give enough advance warning of what exactly we'll be focused on, but I think Day Ho gave us a little bit more colour in his tee up as well. Linda, you had a question about goodwill and impairment?
Asking what the timeline might be for the next discussion, given the comment period closes the end of the year.
Sure, Neely.
So the plan is for the board to discuss the preliminary to discuss the analysis of the feedback in March. I think that the staff wouldn't have enough time to analyze all of the feedback for a March ASAF meeting, just given the 1 month posting period before the meeting. So we could probably pick that up subsequently.
So it would probably be like in the June, July meeting, whenever that meeting is. I can't remember.
Yep, that would be my expectation.
Just asking for planning purposes, so thanks.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Vincent.
Yes, thank you, Sue. I was just to mention that I was sharing Mark's remark about having the BCUCC project and on the agenda of the next ASAP meeting. I was just wondering which the kind of input you were expecting from us, and just observing that well, that might come a bit early in the process, considering the fact that there are very big projects. We were like regulated activities in the post implementation review of IFRS of the consolidation package, which deadline are coming earlier than the BCUCC project. So I was just having a question about whether that was relevant to have this discussion so early on the BCUCC project. So that's my only comment. But it would definitely incentivize us to start thinking on this project as soon as possible.
Thank you. Unless one of the staff wants to respond to that, I think we take that offline and think about the best timing for the ASAF discussion, and also in response to Mr. Zawari's comments about what's expected of people, to also communicate what the expectation is. So if it is early on, if there's something that's easier for people to do within that time frame, so that people don't worry about something that we're not actually expecting of them too early. Is that all right from a staff perspective? Nobody's twitching too much, so they look okay, you know, happy-ish. Roberta's smiling, yeah. That's good. Okay, did anybody else have any other questions? Okay, thanks. Did anybody have any other comments? No? Okay, I think that then means that we're done for 2020. So the end of a very odd year for ASAF. I feel like I haven't seen any of you for ages, including the people who live in London. But I hope everybody manages to have a good festive season, despite the odd environment we're all in, and everybody stays well and healthy and keeps in touch. And I look forward to meeting with you again in 2021. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Merry Christmas.